Hej och välkomna till Prestationspodden. Jag heter Caroline Norbeli och jag driver den här podden för att sprida kunskap om stress. Jag gör också det här för att jag vill ta reda på hur presterar man och mår bra och hur lever man i den här världen och mår bra. Och Prestationspodden har ett nyhetsbrev och du vill inte missa mina fantastiska gästers bästa tips och även lite nyheter vad som händer i bland mina olika retreats och kurser och annat. Jag sitter i sängen hemma. Det är påsklov för barnen. Det ser ut som att det är jullov. Men jag sa ju förra veckan att jag skulle skrota mestadels. Så det fortsätter jag med. Och jag känner verkligen att jag vill inte jobba denna veckan särskilt mycket, även om jag hade en jättehärligt samtal med en fantastisk klient precis. Men jag jobbar så lite som möjligt och jag gör det jag vill, och det är inte helt lätt när man lever i en familj. Det finns ju väldigt mycket behov, märker jag. Men jag har kunnat göra det tillräckligt mycket att jag faktiskt har fått tillbaka min energi. Och det som jag tycker bara är så svårt när man har påsklov och barn hemma, det är att känna att det jag gör just nu är det rätta. Alltså, jag som egenföretagare blir tvungen att göra punktinsatser när det gäller mitt jobb, som att någon hör av sig om retreatet eller något som sker. Så att jag kan inte vara 100% ledig, men nästan. Och då är det viktigt för mig att, och för alla, att känna att det jag gör just nu, att sitta här och spela in podden, är det precis det jag ska göra. Så även om jag känner att mina barn pockar på där nere, de är ju stora, men jag känner ändå så. Att vad gör de där nere egentligen? Och så är det i alla fall väldigt viktigt att besluta sig för. Här, det jag gör just nu, när jag sitter i den här sängen och pratar till er, är det jag ska göra just nu. För att stress uppstår i att viljan att vara någon annanstans än vad man är. Och så det är väl lite vad jag jobbar med under påsken, helt enkelt. Men det här skrotandet har verkligen gett energi, och jag ser fram emot nästa vecka att kunna ge av mig själv, att kunna börja på nya projekt, och ja, det ska bli härligt. Och det finns någonting så himla bra med att bara vara hemma på semestern, att bara liksom, för det blir ju en vila som det kanske inte blir om man åker iväg någonstans eller så. Så det känner jag mig himla nöjd med, helt enkelt. Och jag skrev ju häromdagen på mitt Instagram om podden. Om att prestationspodden, när jag startade prestationspodden, så var det ju bara totalt ett hjärteprojekt. Ett projekt som jag och Per bara gjorde för att hjälpa andra, och det är det ju på många sätt fortfarande. Och hur läkande det har varit, hur otroligt läkande det är att göra något som du inte förväntar dig någonting tillbaka. För många frågar mig nämligen så här, men hur hittar man mening i livet? Och det är många som kommer till mig som känner sig tomma, och de hittar inte någon mening, och de känner sig helt lost, helt enkelt. Och en sak som har varit min absolut mest läkande väg tillbaka, det är att göra något där man inte förväntar sig någonting tillbaka. Att ge av sig själv, som jag gör i den här podden, utan att tänka att det ska bli någonting av det, eller att jag ska få förvänta mig att få någonting tillbaka eller att höra av er på något sätt. Eller, och jag tänker om det är så att du som lyssnar, att du känner dig tom, så är att starta ett podd i ett vansinnesprojekt. Det tar jättemycket tid. Och nu har det ju blivit för mig också att jag kan få klienter. Det är ju folk som lyssnar till mig och kommer till mig som coach och bokar upp mina yoga-retreat. Så nu får jag ju någonting tillbaka. Men till en början så var det ju totalt, fick ingenting tillbaka. Och det, men det jag ska säga med det är att det här projektet att ge av mig, för att jag, jag ger mer än vad jag får eller vad man ska säga, det har blivit att det har givit mig så mycket. Alltså det har skapat en mening i livet. Att hålla på och fnula på de här tankarna av personlig utveckling, stress och utmattning och träffa alla de här fantastiska personerna som jag intervjuar, men samtidigt och ha någonting som man bryr sig så mycket om, vecka ut och vecka in. Det skapar mening och det ger så mycket tillbaka. Och då, som sagt, så kanske det inte, för dig som lyssnar, behöver nödvändigtvis inte vara en podd såklart. Men vad kan det vara? Att liksom hjälpa någon annan människa utan att förvänta sig någonting tillbaka. Eller ja, kanske göra det kontinuerligt. Eller, jag tog exemplet ge blod. Jag vet inte hur det känns om man får någonting tillbaka. Jo, men känslan av att man gör någonting bra. Någonting helt oegoistiskt. Det är ju verkligen att finna mening i livet. Och vi är ju många för tomma. Alltså vi planerar om att bygga om våra hus eller bara bygger på vårt ego, om man säger så. Att göra någonting som inte bygger på sitt ego, det är verkligen bra. Och jag försöker ju igen att, eller jag försöker, som jag och Per började podden med, så sa vi hela tiden för att vi inte skulle värdera oss själva. För det är inte det som är det viktiga, att jag framstår som en bra person i den här podden. Eller att jag framstår som en, vad jag nu framstår som. Utan det viktiga är att just du som lyssnar får någonting ut av det här. Och det, alltså han hjälpte mig så sjukt bra med det. Alltså med just de orden. För det kommer jag behöva använda efter jag släppt det här avsnittet. För då, det här avsnittet är med min breathworks-lärare. Och vi pratar engelska. Och jag kommer liksom inte igång med min engelska. För kanske i slutet av avsnittet. Jag pratar inte engelska så ofta. Jag kan bättre än det där. Om jag har varit i England länge så flyter det ju på. Men med mick och med en annan person och stativ och så är jag enormt dålig på det hur som helst. Jag skulle ju kunna skämmas, eller jag gör ju det när jag lyssnar på mig själv. Men då går jag till Pers ord där till mig att, alltså Caroline, värdera inte vad du gör. Vi gör det här för andra, för att andra inte ska matta ut sig, för andra ska utvecklas eller vad det nu är. Och det är väldigt bra tips, alltså att ha med sig när man gör någonting. Och om du nu ska hitta något som skapar mening, att det inte spelar någon roll hur pass bra du gör utför det här som du har hittat och vill göra eller så, utan det är att du gör det och att det hjälper någon annan. Och att du inte förväntar dig något tillbaka.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Jag har faktiskt ett par platser kvar i min coaching. Och vill du börja jobba med dig själv? Vill du hitta tillbaka till dig själv? Hitta större, som jag pratar om, mening i livet? Eller hitta ett nytt jobb, ny karriär, minska stress? Hitta tillbaka eller få bli hjälpt, bli guidad tillbaka till dig själv? Så är du så välkommen att signa upp på carolinnorbeli.com eller lämna en intresseanmälan, så hör jag av mig och vi bokar ett 30 minuters samtal helt gratis, och efter det så får du avgöra om jag är rätt coach för dig. Jag har 2 platser kvar på mitt retreat i Deja den 22-25. Vill du vandra i bergen, de här fantastiska bergen runt Deja? Vi går ända till Valdemosa, vi äter lunch där och vi går upp på toppen av Estei, som den heter, där vi har med oss matsäck lagad av vår kock. Vi bor i ett lyxhus i bergen, ser ut över havet, vi har pool och varför inte åka med kanske en vän och dela den här upplevelsen? Ja, vi yogar och vi mediterar och vi pratar om viktiga ämnen och vi får chansen av att bara vara för oss själva till viss del, men också i grupp. Så går du också in på carolinnorbeli.com och lämna en intresseanmälan, så hör jag av mig så fort jag kan. Så till det här avsnittet har jag intervjuat Olga Jergorova. Som sagt då, utmanad med min engelska och min lite spretiga hjärna som inte riktigt kan fokusera på att prata ett annat språk. Men hur som helst, det här är en kvinna, Olga Jergorova, alltså min breathwork-lärare, som är så fantastiskt klok och har så mycket att bidra till det här avsnittet. Och hon beskriver vad breathwork är och varför man ska utöva det och vad det gör för oss. Men hon kommer också med mycket klokheter och många tankar som man kan ta med sig helt enkelt. Så lyssna till fantastiska Olga. Welcome to Prestationspodden, Olga.
Thank you, Caroline. I'm really happy to be here.
Tell the listeners, who are you and what are you working with?
Okay. My name is Olga, which comes actually from Helga, which is kind of whole and holy, whatever. And I do feel like there's something to this name because I really love understanding the wholeness of everything, be it outside in the outside world, where I've done research, I've done a PhD around women's reproductive health and how they experience it on all the different levels, personal and systemic, but then also internally. So I, in my own life, but then also working with clients and other women, I'm supporting us in becoming more whole and embracing and holding all the parts of us in life. So that's a short, but also maybe unclear answer, but that's how I would say it.
So what brought you to Sweden?
So in 2015, I was actually not really interested in studying anymore, but then I was like, you know what, I'll just do a master, and then I might as well just go to Sweden. It's free for Germans. So I grew up in Germany. My parents are Ukrainian Jewish. And so I was accepted at Uppsala University and did this master's program and ended up, I think just a few months after I actually came to Sweden, I met Oscar, my partner, who is now my fiancé. And so I'm kind of tied to this land now, but in a good way.
And what are you working with?
Right now, I'm kind of in between things. So I've just kind of completed my PhD. There's still a few like administrative small things to be done. And then I work with clients very selectively, using tools such as breathwork or such as embodied movement and coaching to support them in transitions, really. So,
and you are my breathwork teacher as well.
Well, I'm a breathwork guide too.
And you work at Yoga Mana, for example.
Exactly. Every Thursday at 4:45, I hold a session at Yoga Mana, breathwork session here in Stockholm.
I was just thinking about what you said about your name, to understand the whole picture, sort of. I am, my name is Caroline, and it's like free man, and I need to be free. Maybe the name actually gives you something, a direction.
Yeah, I really think so. And I resisted my name for a long time because growing up in Germany, being called Olga is like, oh, you're Russian, or like you're always being kind of seen as an outsider through a name like that. But the older I grow up, the more it's like, oh, but that's me. Like, so I'm really grateful in the end for my name. Free man.
Free man. Don't try to tie me. Can you share your journey, how you discovered breathwork?
So for that, I would have to go a little back. I hope that's okay. But basically, I think I've lived 23 years or something like that without really digging too much into self-development or anything like that. I did go to like a Buddhist center, and I was always curious. And my grandma, Vera, she was a very spiritual woman. So it's been with me, but I've never felt the need to dig into myself until about 7 years ago, where I did start to feel, let's say, the ripples effect of the first about 7 years of my life that were tumultuous. So my life was pretty good, but the first 7 years were pretty intense for a little child. And so I guess some of the symptoms of that started to rise up. I could feel some of the wounds, and then I started to basically investigate more and more into what happened, how to support myself, how to connect to myself. I started holding women's circles just for my friends so that we can share how we're doing, what's really going on. And somewhere along this path, I ended up signing up for a breathwork training. I was then in England. That was in 2019, which was held by Erin Telford. And in that breathwork training, first of all, I had no idea what I'm going into. I was like, breathwork, cool. My intuition knew, though. You know, that's very often our intuition knows something, even though our mind is not really clear yet in how to do it. So I ended up going to this training, and for two days, basically, you're breathing a lot. You're doing a lot of breath work. And maybe we can explain later what kinds of breath work there are, but this kind of breath work was quite a deep one that brings you, opens up a lot of pockets of emotions, stored, sometimes stored trauma. And so once I came home from this training, I really felt like, whoa, I was like opened up to all my sensitivity and to feel myself beyond all the layers of numbness, really, that has been around for many years, because that's what really sensitive people do. They numb down when it's too much.
So. Were you overwhelmed?
So I thought I had found this, you know, the red pill of healing, like breath work. So I thought it was amazing, and I wasn't overwhelmed. However, what I found now retrospectively, I can say that while I had a tool that could open me up to who I am and to all those sensitivities, my habits, my beliefs, my relationships, my relationship to work, all of those things were still based on my life before feeling my sensitivity. And so what happened was actually, that's my interpretation, was I opened my body up to all the sensitivities, but all these other aspects of me were still running programs. And so slowly I started building lots of walls against people, against even against intimacy, because actually I couldn't hold that sensitivity through all the other aspects of my life. And so it actually took me years to integrate that sensation of, this is me, this is this beautiful, sensitive human being who just feels and is really pure in a way. And then align all aspects of my life to actually be able to hold that sensitivity and that truth of me. So, yeah.
it's quite cool how breath work really open up. The listeners know, and maybe there are a few new listeners, and they don't know, but I've gone for like 6 times or something, and it's like I look upon life differently. I look upon myself, I look upon my situation, I look upon how it's been for me in life with other eyes. It's like... this sounds very flummigt, as you say in Swedish. It's like I see my life from another angle. It's like from the angle from my soul, sort of. And it's for me, it's been a little bit overwhelming, actually. To connect with myself. And also I noticed Now this is an interview with you, and I started to speak.
No, but I love hearing you. This is a kind of conversation.
No,
too.
But it's like I can't be fake. I mean, even though I speak about being true, being yourself, being your truth, there is some areas of your life when you have friends who is like perhaps talking about their life and you just agree with them. That is impossible now for me. I have to speak the truth with my closest friends. It's like it has been very good for my relationships. I have not gone through all of them, but a few of them. Perhaps, for example, my father, I have spoken to him in a way I never done before.
Wow.
It's quite cool, actually.
Wow. And was he able to meet you in that new aspect?
He did.
Wow.
Because I always thought that I can't speak with him about this, and I can't go further in this, and but it's so wrong. I have seen it from the wrong angle because he's quite complicated. Many men in that age are. But so it's cool. It's so transformative. So I think it's the red pill for the moment, as you were. But I understand it's not. But it's a good way to open up, and you have to be ready. You started breath working, and it opened up yourself. And when did you understand that you wanted to become a guide?
Basically, my whole journey towards guiding other people towards anything came really in the beginning from I needed that myself. I needed to be around people and to share together with other women. And that moment, it was really mostly women, because I do feel like many of my wounds were a reflection of both personal as well as collective wounding patterns between the masculine and the feminine. So I had to, for a long time, be in the realm of, like, be with women to unravel everything. Anyways, and then going to this training, I went to this training, breathwork training, before I even had done breathwork ever. So I went to this training, which allows you then to hold one-on-one sessions. And I guess because I noticed what big, quick changes it did to me, I then just decided to use it in my circles and use it with one-on-one people. And it just so happened that people wanted to work with me and felt the effects of it. So it just happened like that. You know, if something works for you, you kind of want to give it, or you want to start giving it to other people.
So what's the benefits when it comes to physical benefits with breath work?
Okay. So I suggest maybe I'll just define what breath work is.
Define.
And then we go into what we can do with it.
That is good.
So basically, breath work is a very broad term. And anytime we use the breath consciously, we do breath work, actually. So even if I was to just breathe normal and I just be aware of my breath, that is already a form of breath work. And so there's a book by James Nestor called Breathe that really explains it super well, very easily.
It's a fantastic
book. It's so good.
Oh.
And basically you can use breath work in a way to, let's say, balance yourself. You can use breath work to calm down your nervous system, and you can use breath work to activate and release tension, right? So these are kind of the general ways. So breathing slower and maybe fewer breaths usually activates the calming, so the rest and digest system. Breathing faster and more intensely is activating the sympathetic nervous system, so this fight or flight, but it's also the same system that gets you out of bed every day. So it's not bad or wrong. And then having a balancing breath, let's say breathing 5 seconds in and 5 seconds out, creates kind of a state of coherence in the body. So based on these different ways that we can use breath work, you can apply it to what exactly you need. So do you need to lower your stress levels or calm down before bed? Maybe you do the slower breathing before bed. Do you feel really stressed and you actually feel a lot of tension inside of you? Then you can actually very quickly release, physiologically release that stress by just taking a few really deep breaths, sighing them out, and then you literally release that tension very quickly. Or do you just want to kind of come into your center, and then you can use it that way? And we have science kind of supporting all these different ways that we can use breath work.
It's fantastic. But when it comes to traumas, how is it possible that breathing can release traumas?
In essence, what trauma is, it is usually when something happened that made you feel very strong emotions and physical sensations, but you could never fully complete the cycle of those sensations and emotions. So let's say, you know, as a child, you watch something really violent happening and you feel so much fear and anger and everything, and it's all stuck and you freeze. But then there's no adult figure that ever comes and
saves you
and like actually makes you fall apart a little bit in their arms and like, oh, I'm sorry, like what happened? And then you can cry and then you can everything and you can process. So when that doesn't happen, it's very common that that very strong sensation and emotion gets somewhere stuck in the body. And so what breath work can do, but really any kind of embodied technique that makes you connect to that aspect in a deeper way and in a safe way, what breath work can do is it can access that aspect of you very quickly, and it can help you to actually complete the cycle. So do the crying, do the shaking, do whatever you need to do, as well as in the end, usually in a wonderful, great breathwork session, often it's not, sometimes it's just a cry that comes out, but sometimes it's also, it's cry, it's whatever, blah, it's anger. And at some point you can kind of connect back to yourself.
Yeah.
And you've saved yourself, basically. That 4-year-old child that wasn't saved, you become that for yourself in that moment. And that changes your bodily chemistry and your, you know, emotional, bodily, and mental chemistry. So we can use it like that. But then again, because it is a really powerful tool, coming there and pushing your body to breathe more and stronger and more intensely and go more into it, and forcing yourself to do that can actually be counterproductive, because if you're not ready to hold everything and you're pushing yourself, you may re-traumatize yourself. So, I mean, this is not to make anybody feel scared, but it's more of like what I always say when I hold sessions or whatever is, trust your body. You don't want to breathe more? Try a little, right? Like you can go to the edge of your comfort a little, but if you go into some panicky, like anxiety, just like slow it down or ask for help or book a one-on-one session.
Because your breathwork type is a bit gentle if you compare. Or is it
depends really. So when I hold like a 1-hour session at Yoga Mana, I'm very aware that we have very little time.
Mm.
People are coming from their lives and are... The container isn't so strong, let's say. It's not so strong. So I will not make you go into the most intense trauma release of your life in this 45 minutes.
No.
What I will do is I will allow you to dip your toes so that you can go in there, but you can also go out, feel more connected to yourself, feel more centered, but you can go out and integrate what you've done.
Mm.
And so you can go deeper, but the deeper you go, the wider your house has to be, you know, like you can't create an explosion within a little hut that is going to explode everything. So, you know, it's like just adapting depending on where and what context you're in, you can go deeper without destroying everything around you.
How often do you think, I mean, how often should you practice?
Mm.
I mean, I go once a week,
mm.
but sometimes, like today, my husband wants me to come home because it's Easter and I'm so mad. But you get addicted.
Mm. I would say there is no right or wrong.
Mm.
In the end, you just use your breath. All you do is meeting something that is already inside you. You're not really, you know, you're not taking any drug or anything like that. So I would say you can't go wrong, but you will also know when it's too much. So it is like, it's a practice, like with everything in life, of self-leadership, of am I doing this now? Because sometimes we can also do that to avoid something. Some people want to do breath work all the time to have these strong sensations in their body so that they can avoid their actual internal emotions. Like, so it's not really how often, it's about the how and what intention there is that really defines kind of how often. I think when I started, I did it like every day, all the time. And at some point it was just like, okay, you know, I need to actually stabilize whatever I experience here in my outer life.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
I found it quite hard to do myself, or I have not even tried, but I appreciate being guided. It's like you really need someone to tell you to breathe like that. Mm. It doesn't really come naturally for me.
Yeah.
I am kind of person who hold my breath when something is scary or through the interviews holding a little bit. I'm working on, that's why I first tried breath work, because I need to connect with my breath better and I know that you have had women circles, or do you have women circles?
I've had them for a long time, and then I took a little break because I was finishing my PhD, and I actually was part of a very, very committed circle myself. So I've been in a circle of three other women where we were in contact for a year. We met every 3 months for a whole weekend. So I've gone through a deeper journey for myself within that year. And so I know that the time is slowly coming to opening those spaces again. But I would love to do it in a way that is actually continuous. And then be it with breathwork sessions or with circles, I've seen how much juice and how much gold there is in actually continuing a process together over time, instead of just dipping your toes and then go back to life, to your destructive patterns and habits and all of that. So I really like the slow but sustainable and deep way of working, because you can work so much deeper and the ripples that can happen in your life are just so much bigger, and they're not just internal, they're showing the relationships and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm it's slowly coming, but I don't want to rush the process of when it's time.
So who invented breathwork?
So, you know, we all breathe. The human species breathes. And
the most, not all of us.
Yeah. Well, sometimes we hold our breaths, but it's something that very naturally happens. And many of the breathwork traditions are really ancient, be it like Chinese Qigong or like Pranayama in the yogic traditions, or, you know, Tummo breath in the Tibetan Buddhist monks, even, but then also like in my Hebrew lineages and Kabbalah, you have breath techniques. So you have basically a lot of those wisdoms from very old times that have been then adapted and changed by different people who, I would compare it a little bit with music, right? It's existed for ages, but then we've found ways of using them in more and different and new and adapted ways. So there are so many worlds of breathwork out there. So,
But it's someone, not Erin, it's something else.
So the technique that I've learned was by David Elliott.
Yeah, David Elliott. I've been in contact with him.
Yeah, so that is one technique. And he actually, his breathwork technique is based on a pranayama technique that comes from India, I believe. But then I've also trained in many other ways of just using the breath based on the science of it, and breathing less or breathing more. So there's a big world to explore.
What I like about him, because he's a little bit like a founder, but he's a big, he has a name.
Yeah, or I mean, he's been doing this for 25 years before it became this big
exactly
trend,
but he seems like he has a low profile, and he's not like, I am the master of this. I like his his way of being.
It's kind of down to earth, and not making it maybe as much about himself. And
exactly.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are there any contradictions or risk associated with breathwork?
So basically, I would suggest just always don't do breathwork if you're driving, if you're in a body of water. Now, if you're pregnant, for example, you should go easy on breath holds, so moments of holding your breath. I wouldn't do that too much. If you have a heart related condition, you might not want to do a hyperventilation for too long, or if you have epilepsy. So there are those counterindications, but at the same time, I would say, you know, check with your doctor. Although, you know what, people say check with your doctor to just protect themselves, but the doctors have no clue.
No,
so I just kind of want to just say that, like, the doctors have no clue, but if you have any of those conditions, I would say be extra attentive to your body's responses, and don't push, and listen very carefully. So that's what I would really say.
And I mean, when you try breath work, you don't need to breathe when you tell us to do if you are scared.
Exactly.
It's just breathe when
exactly.
you like to.
But at the same time, I think it's a really interesting thing how, you know, like all your patterns around being, in Swedish you say this duktig flicka, good girl patterns or good boy patterns, all these patterns of, I can say as much as I want, if you don't feel like it, blah, 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 then just don't do it. But those patterns of like, no, now this person is telling me to breathe like that, and I will push myself. All those patterns can come up, actually, in breathwork. And so it's a great, great, let's say, practice, no matter in which class you are, to really check in with yourself so that your body and your soul and your inner children, whatever there is, can trust you. Because if you don't listen to you, you're signaling to your body and yourself that, like, I can't be trusted.
Which is a
different kind of... we're going into a different realm here.
What do you think... we say people in Sweden are so stressed for the moment. Or...
Is that so?
Lately.
Is that...
Yeah, there are many... burnouts. There are many burnouts in other countries as well, but and lately in the past few years the numbers has increased.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably hard to make a general thought here, but I have a feeling that burnout is really, it's a call to examine some very deeply rooted patterns that have been driving you to prove your worth, to prove whatever lack, I feel like there's a lot around worth, actually, when we push beyond our limits and we continue pushing beyond our limits.
Yes.
To just examine those patterns and come back to, you know, a way of living that can allow us to trust ourselves again in how we work and how we love and how we take decisions.
Exactly the same when you achieve and you have, and you do it because of your self-worth, and that leads to a bad pattern, which in the long run can lead to to burnout.
Yeah, totally.
Mm.
I feel like, if I may share, I've actually noticed one of those little pockets of patterns within myself recently.
Mm.
I've been, as you know, I've been to Vipassana retreat, and what you really do there, or what I've done there, was I could really feel in my body. So when I have certain obsessive thoughts or whatever, I could feel where this sits in my body. And I would track it down. So I was a bit of a rebel. I didn't mean to be a rebel, but I just listened to what my intuition told me I had to do during this retreat. The meditation practice itself was a bit different, but I really felt called to go into my bodily sensations and unravel some of where does this pattern come from? And one of the little pattern that I noticed was this constant, okay, what's next? What should I do next? There's such a should. There's just this deeply seated should. And when I went in there, So in my physical body, I could kind of track where this should set. And then that went me down the road of, okay, so as I was growing up, actually, partially, my performance in school, my performance and everything did determine how much love I received from certain type, like people in my life. And then I go down even deeper, and then I'm like, oh my God, the man in my life, they have been so hurt by their own fathers who have been only loving them based on their doing, based on their achieving. So there is just such a deep thing in this one root of overdoing, overperforming, that can actually, so something that the man in my lineage have had to live through lives in my female body, and it actually still acts out every day, which is such an interesting thing to just like experience in me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And what is Vipassana for those who doesn't know?
So basically it's like a 10-day silent retreat where you are, let's say you are encouraged to meditate for about 10 hours a day, focusing on your breath, but then also on your bodily sensations. And it's really a path towards what some people may call enlightenment. For me personally, I don't really strive towards enlightenment, but I strive towards like deeper self-awareness and agency in my life. So I think that's how I used it. And I think it was a wonderful experience, even though I personally decided to leave earlier.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Would you like me to tell you about that decision?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, for me, it was really during this retreat, I would say that every single emotion that I've been working with for 7 years has actually come out and up. But this time, I could feel it without doing breath work or without, you know, doing all these kinds of things, but could feel where it was in my body and could also connect to the aspect of me, the inner child of me, at each stage, be it the angry child, the powerless child, the fearful child. And I could basically make this connection between memory, body, and mind. And I noticed that there were, on day 4 and 5, I've stretched a little hard and a little too hard. And my inner child was like pretty agitated. And you know how you, like, if you're a parent, you don't, and your child says, I don't want to go to school, you won't just like be like, okay, you won't go to school, great, no worries. Mm. So you still kind of want to support it in growing, which is what I did. I was like, okay, you know, you feel upset, but like, you can do, let's try, you can come back to me again. But after 2 days of feeling really stretched, like my internal family system, let's say my adult daddy and mom decided, okay, you know, we're going to go home and we're going to continue doing like this on our own, but, you know, maybe not meditating for 10 hours a day and just 3 hours and doing it our own way. So for me, it was a very healing experience to trust my own guidance and take care of the aspects of me that weren't ready to push myself for 10 days.
No, and also to be brave enough to stand up for yourself, because it's so many situations where you don't. Mm. And here you did. And I mean, that was very brave.
Yeah. And you know, everybody, you said earlier something that I feel like is at the core of many experiences. You said something about you basically, your idea of how you could speak to your dad was actually not the reality.
Nee.
And so I feel like for many people, the idea of what society expects of them, what they have to do in life, where they should push themselves, is not the reality.
Nee.
And so This decision was one of those little proofs to nobody's holding me here. Everybody's supporting me in any decision. It's just me. It's just me who would punish myself.
Exactly.
Push myself.
When Thursday mornings, 8 o'clock, I have tennis. I love to play tennis. And it's like sometimes when I have had a lot of clients and a lot of work, I'm too tired to go. And just to say no to the tennis, it's difficult. All those thoughts like you should. And it's so... that little girl who just want to be approved by someone gets scared. It's like a little bit like the same. And when you just decide, no, I'm staying home.
Yeah.
It's what do you say? It's very rewarding.
Yeah. Mm. And at the same time, there's a difference, right? Between staying home to protect yourself from any kind of discomfort, right? And then that would be, again, to be like listening to, letting the child who doesn't want to go to school do whatever it wants at all times.
Exactly.
It's actually not growing it. But then saying no from a place of care, like deep care.
Because that's the place where it comes
from. Exactly. And that
I need to rest.
Exactly. Oh. And that feels like, I can trust myself.
No, because I think our parents, I don't know, but my parents and many other parents and my clients' parents, they didn't, they like pushed them to go to school even though they were sick. Or it was a time when you did that. And then, you should play tennis even though you have a little bit of cold or any... And we are taught to not take care of ourselves, sort of.
Yeah. Can't blame them. That was their way to survive.
No.
And maybe, you know, again, sometimes it might be good for us to learn that we can overcome obstacles and we can actually, we are much more powerful than we think. And sometimes we should also be like, you know what? There's nothing I have to do. So now I can choose, what do I want to do? What do I want to become better at?
When it comes to stress and what is the best thing you're doing for yourself?
So, you know what I feel? I feel like I've gone, remember when I told you when I started doing breath work, I've opened up all the sensitivities and everything. I feel like I've gone on a pendulum of like, resting all the time, a lot and everything. So I've been really protective of that child for a long time. And actually, I am creating very intentional, good stressors. So for example, I work out, but I dance, so I love dancing. But then when I go dancing, I like go full in and I sweat and then I, you know, so I create stressors in my life now more consciously to like just broaden my capacity. But it is me now who like puts them onto me. So I wouldn't say that I'm really stressed, but I have, to be honest, gone a little too far into self-soothing for so long that I actually notice now it's time for me to do both, både och. So it's lovely for me to go to spa, to sauna, like be quiet, meditate. That's beautiful. And also go dancing, go work out, make your body feel strong, but from a place of love, you know, from a place of love, not because I should, but because it's fun and because I want to connect to my fire. So that's kind of where I am now with stress and
That is fantastic. Yeah.
What about you?
What I'm doing for myself.
Yeah. What do you do when you feel stressed or overwhelmed? What do you do?
I perhaps try to do so little as possible. Because when I am overwhelmed, I get like overwhelmed by, oh no, I have 5 clients and then I record a podcast and then I need to do just to see it, I get overwhelmed. And then I try to move some clients or do something for myself to get space. What I need is space, like the free man, she needs space. I need to breathe, to be able to breathe. So what I'm gonna do this is, oh, the Easter has been, but it's my children has holiday. So this week I'm not working too much. I'm just doing some administration and try to just be. I was talking about that in the previous podcast. I'm just gonna let myself not have any schedule to be able to reflect, because I haven't been able to reflect, although I've been through this healing process with the breath work. I feel everything is like stuck in my head because it's been a lot it's been other things in my life taking place. So that's my best answer. Do nothing. I played tennis today. It's fantastic. It's fantastic to get the pulse. And then I'm totally in love with the breath work and yin yoga. Because stress is really going into my body. So when I do yin yoga, I release some tensions. So
totally. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Now, when you work with the clients and with your breath work and with your future, what do you want to create?
It's interesting. At the end of my, actually it was like a 7-day retreat, the Vipassana. At the end of that process, I've had a meditation where I kind of went into how it would feel to die and why, like in my embodied kind of just sensation of like, how would it feel to actually die? And then also I just felt my soul telling me I'm not ready to die and why I'm not ready to die. And it's so cheesy, but like right now, all I saw was just me on my wedding day and with my grandchildren and with like my my like teenage kids and my husband. Like I just could see that. And so, you know, I'm like, I don't know, but it feels like whatever my career decisions are, they are there to support the love and community that I'm kind of building in my family and like in community. So, so I'm just going towards that and like making it really feel good for all these most important parts of my life.
You are having a very wonderful journey in front of you when it comes to settling down, having kids. And it's during that time I worked very little, actually. Not that I was like a home wife or something, but I was between job. And I'm so happy I was between job. It was before I found Prestationspodden. And so I didn't know what to do in my life. And so I just want to say enjoy. It's a good enjoy the first years.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's nothing yet on the horizon. But yeah, it's you know, I feel like we, our ego is like, or like our personality has all these ideas of what we need to achieve at all times. But like sometimes we just gotta listen to that intuition that is just like, yeah, I want, of course I want money and sustainable living and all of that, but why? I want that so that I can, like right now, but the priority is family, and that's just a truth. And then there will be another truth in 7 years maybe, and then there's something else that is true.
Yeah, because all our wants and our that we want to have a stable economy or a very nice economy where we can get all those things that creates so much stress. Not even though when you have the money, because then you can buy a lot of things, and all those things needs you, and you need to take care of them, and you need to buy them, and you need to sit there and try to order them. I mean, you never get enough. It's so wanting less is the best stress management.
Or just wanting the important things, like really like, what does my soul want now? And just trusting that, like, whatever the mind thinks you need to have so that your soul gets to have that, maybe it's not so true. Maybe you can have it all, but in a different way.
Because the mind is crazy.
Yeah. The mind is like, and this car, and this vacation, and everything.
And I'm going to show them. I'm going to show my old friends that I can get here and get all those things, and it's never for yourself, for your soul, for your benefits. It's always to show up. I mean, who wants all these things?
Can I ask you, Caroline? I just want to know, like, what are you dreaming of right now? I'm really curious.
I'm dreaming. I'm dreaming of living closer to the sea. I always done that, and it's a very expensive wish, so I don't know how to get there, but somehow
you know, it was so interesting as you say that just before I could see the sea, like before you say it I was like, so it's really feels really true.
It is very true. I brought up by the sea, and I miss it so much, and I need it for my healing. But it's, and I dream of having, I mean, working with companies more with stress management, and I'm gonna do that together with a friend, Gabriella, I can also, now I'm a bit crazy, but I can also see myself working with breath work, actually. I haven't even gone. I haven't had time to look for an education or anything, or something where I speak to a lot of people, or some, I can see myself in the future doing something like that, like a teacher in somehow.
Yeah. And such a great, you have such a strong foundation with your coaching years, because what we really, I don't know, I really feel like what we need is more people who guide through a journey. And so having your clients who can speak to you, be guided, but then have breath work, all of those things to really bring them on a journey.
Because I see my clients often over time, quite a long time, because otherwise I think it's a quick, I mean, it doesn't work. You should come for a longer period. No, my breath work would be so good because I've noticed that it's a key to your heart. So it will go a bit faster if I let them do breath work,
totally,
actually.
But I'm most excited about your longing for the sea.
Oh.
And you know, maybe I feel like we need to be open, because sometimes it's like, there's like, oh, but that's going to be expensive. But like sometimes there are ways we can't foresee yet that would actually allow it to not be expensive and all these things. And so just being open to that desire existing,
even though we don't know. To me now.
she will be like, I have this house and Caroline, you can come or whatever, you know, like letting the desire exist, even though we don't know yet how it's going to be fulfilled. But we...
Because it doesn't need to be fancy. I want to have a swim every day all
year
round. Thank you so much for this chat, and you will probably come back to the podcast. It's lovely to have you here, and I look forward to next week at Yoga Mana when I'm free to come. My husband let me.
Thank you, Caroline, for all the work you're doing in like creating this podcast. And really, you know, people, I feel like we are very easy at taking things for granted nowadays of how much we can receive of wisdom and of knowledge. And so, you know, anybody who listens to this or listens to other podcasts, I just hope that you just really take a moment and just like, ah, thank you, Caroline. Because it's like, it's really true. It's a service that is valuable. So thank you.
Thank you so much. And if they want to get a hold of you, where should they look?
Just email me. So I think email is the best way. You can be on Instagram. I'm not very active there, but just write me an email with any question.
I put your email address in the beskrivning. Now I'm getting too tired. But and also Instagram.
I'm working on rebooting my website, so we'll see when it's gonna go up.
But what's your address?
It's olgayegorova.me, like Olga Yegorova, my name.
No, but they will never understand that. They go
never
to the
mind. Okay.
But I mean your Instagram.
Oh, it's Olga Circled, like a circle.
That is better.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Caroline.
Tack till dig som lyssnar. Om du gillar avsnitten så får du jättegärna gå in och lämna en recension. Du kan alltså bara scrolla ner där du lyssnar ifrån och sen så klickar du i så många stjärnor som du tycker att avsnitten är värd, eller varför inte bara sprida det på Instagram eller var du befinner dig i sociala medier. Men framförallt hoppas jag att du har fått med dig någonting av avsnittet och har en underbar vecka. Ha det bra!